KX93.5. Hello.
Hey, Tyler. It's Brandy Faber.
What's up, Brandy? How's it going, man?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for our annual call. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, dude. Well, I'm going to record it. I'm going to play it back a little later this hour, so I'll just bring you in. We won't be live, so I'll edit it and play it later on.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Here we go. KX93.5 welcomes now to the show Brandy Faber. He's the organizer of the Brook Street Surfing Classic, which just barely squeezed out its window this last weekend and went off. So, Brandy, how are you feeling today?
Well, outside of being a little tired from two very long, fun-filled days at the beach, I'm feeling great.
Awesome, man. So were you a little worried that we might skip another year this year?
Yeah, I was getting a little worried. I mean, we still technically, you know, have time into October. But that's kind of when the south swell starts slowing down. And, you know, we saw this swell on the forecast. There was some couple challenges, like the wind looked like it was going to be an issue. It turned out to actually be much calmer than we thought. And we got it done. We were looking at long range forecasts for the next couple weekends, and there wasn't anything, you know, showing for possibilities in the next 2 weeks, which would put us into October. So it was this weekend or maybe not at all.
It almost seemed like this summer's surf was so good that you had the opportunity to be a lot more picky than you normally would, because we had some pretty big weekends.
Well, what actually happened, we've had a lot of really good surf all summer. But the swells were mistimed for, you know, a Saturday, Sunday event.
They gotcha.
Would either come in on Friday and peak and be available Saturday. But by the time Sunday rolled around, it just completely fell apart. And it would have been a real challenge for us to run. Or you'd get a swell that hit on a Sunday and be really good Monday and Tuesday. So we just never quite had it show up for Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I'm so glad you got to do it again. Is it 55 years this year?
Yeah, it's the 55th running of the event, which started in 1955. And as you know, I believe we missed 8 events.
Right.
So it's the 63rd year, which some people get confused on, but the 55th running was this year.
Well, what were some highlights from this year's various heats?
Well, we had a very interesting Pro-Am final. We had 3 prior champions in Travis Booth, Jeff Booth, and Hans Hagen going up against Raya Arthur, who had never won the event before, but Raya joined that club this year by winning the Pro-Am.
Wow.
So that was pretty special. You know, a couple other things. The t-shirt design this year was by Sean Stussy, which made it a very special artwork and collector item. I think we sold around 350 t-shirts.
That's awesome. You know,
yeah, so that was awesome. Randy Morgan designed some beautiful trophies for the event. You know, we had a lot of first-time winners. Travis Booth won the junior men's, so he kept his title there. His sister won both the girls and the women's. Porter Hogan, Laguna Beach lifeguard, absolutely just annihilated the paddleboard race and then went on to win the senior men's division. So we had a lot of great Laguna Beach lifeguards competing this year, and they all placed really well. We added re-added a division called the Legends, which was, you know, for competitors 60 and over. And that was cool to watch. Spike Atkinson just beat out Doug Bunting. And then, of course, the boys division is one of our favorite when the waves are really big. These are 13 and under competitors. And Zach Van Meter won that division.
Awesome, man. Well, I just think it's the truest community effort that nobody really has any personal gain out of doing this particular event, aside from getting together and surfing as, like you said, a 63-year tradition. And it's also sponsored by the city, showing them that they care about this kind of thing happening in town. And there's really nothing more local that happens over the course of a summer than the Brook Street. So I just think it's awesome that you guys do it every year.
Thanks to the city. This is a City of Laguna Beach Recreation Department event since its inception. And we couldn't do it without them. And yes, it's a surf contest, but more importantly, it's a community gathering where young and old get to, you know, kind of meet and hang out throughout the weekend. And we had a couple special awards. One was the Cy Chambers Award that went to Kayla Casino. I don't know if you've followed her, but she you know, competed in both the girls division this year, the women's division, I should say. And she made the Pro-Am or the Pro Junior women's final up at the U.S. Open earlier in the summer. She competed against all the men in the Pro-Am this year and made it through a heat there. So big props to
Kayla. Wow, cool.
And then there's a kid you probably have on your radar, and if you don't, he won the Tom Chambers Award, which goes to a creative-minded surfer, and his name's Bastian Evans. He's in a band called The Alive. He's played with Perry Farrell. He's played with Robert Trujillo. He just played up at the Surf Ranch where Eddie Vedder selected their band to play at the upcoming Ohana Fest. And the kids already, you know, his band's 14 and under, and they're already global rock stars. They played, you know, at Lollapalooza, around the globe, and he might be a guy you want to get on the show in the future if you haven't had him.
No, yeah, we actually have had him on. The dude shreds. I've seen him for sure.
Awesome. So his dad texted me this morning and said Bastian was so fired up. He woke him up at 5:30 because he wanted to go surfing before school, and it's great to hear. He also made the final in the boys division. He got fourth place in his first Brook Street surfing contest.
What a kid, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so a lot of great stuff happened.
Well, how can in the future people be on your list if they want to like know when the waiting period starts and ends for Brook Street, if they want to be on your email list or Facebook or whatever?
You know, the easiest way is probably to go to the Brook Street Surfing Classic Facebook page. They can follow along there. We can add them to the email list, which I send out, you know, alerts to the community. You know, I don't know if you want to post my email, but it's pretty easy. It's just brandyfaber@gmail.com if someone wants to drop me a line and get added. Laguna Surf and Sports, always a great way to check in. The city's been doing a great way, or great informative outreach on their social media. So there's a lot of ways for people to stay tuned to the event running. You guys, you know, a lot of your hosts talk about it on their show when we put out the email.
Cool.
Leading up to the event. So those are your ways.
Right on, man. Well, I'm so glad we get to talk about it every year, and congrats on another successful one. It's nice to hear not only some familiar names, but some fresh ones in there as well. And we wish you luck in the future contests.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Tyler. And if people do want to tune in to Tommy J's show this Wednesday, Tropical Surf, I'm going to be on there with Tommy talking more about the event at 5:30 to 5:45.
Right on. That's great. Well, Brandy Faber, organizer of the Brook Street Surfing Classic in its 55th annual year, we'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you.